Welcome, everybody, to our interview with Chen here, the co-founder of Odds.Trade. Can you give us a quick summary of your educational and professional background and how it kind of got you to where you are today?
Originally from China, came to the States pursuing a PhD in stats, statistics at Vanderbilt University. Graduated 2015, joined Ford Motor Company as a data scientist. I was able to get more exposure in terms of like how a company is running and how finance played an important role in that, and then developed a strong interest in like investment stuff. So decided to shift career, and I always loved the East Coast. So decided to join Bridgewater in 2019 as a researcher, where I was responsible as a researcher and also like a data scientist, where I was responsible for building data models to analyze all sorts of business questions and investment questions. In 2020, everybody was working from home, and you see this hype of retail trading, which I'm part of that wave too. But, you know, coming from a research background, and also working in an investment institute for a while, I know, or, you know, there is a way that as institutional investors doing investment, which is more data driven, and you just have to take in a lot of information to make to make your trading or investment decision. But that is not how typically retail investors do.
So you started this new company, Odds.Trade, and I just kind of wanted to learn a little bit more. What is this company all about? And why is it so important to the options industry?
Me and my co-founder are building Odds.Trade for retail options traders and allow them to quickly generate and assess options trading ideas. My education background is in statistics and also work as a data scientist in the industry for 5 years. So what I'm good at is to take enormous amount of data, building data models, and generating insights from that, and also deliver that insights in a plain language that my grandma can understand. My co-founder, he has more than 13 years of experience in, you know, the tech industry, leading a team to build, design and build mobile products for various of businesses. So he's really good at like encapsulate all the visualization, the insights and the tooling into a very neat product, so that, you know, people can use it at any time, anywhere.
What really inspired you to kind of make a tool that was more targeted towards the entry level to even more advanced retail options trader, rather than just create another quantitative tool for the institutional side?
First of all, I like building a B2C product has a broader influence. You know, you can just affect more people's life. You can just help more people by building a B2C kind of product. Like the growing number of retail traders actually doubled during the pandemic. And also that number is not changing, or it's just steadily growing in the last 2 years. So I think, first of all, that's definitely a growing market. And talking about how I landed to like the current idea, it was actually my co-founder who pushed me to kind of generating content and put it on social media. I really like started to talking about anything about investment, not only options, but also like stocks, fundamentals. And I observe like the tractions of the posts I made there. It turns out that, you know, options tools get a lot of tractions. A lot of people ask me the questions of, you know, what is it and how shall I use it in my trading? And that is like the direct driver of how we end up building what we're building right now.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely something that we've seen with apps like Robinhood come out, where you get this real big surge of people just starting out in the options industry. And that's part of the reason we even started this show. So it's really cool to see that you've developed a tool for people to go from beginning to even more advanced strategies. In terms of the company right now, where are you and what is your future roadmap for this company? What kind of features do you have right now and what are you expected to add in the coming future?
We landed on the current idea in late February and launched the first MVP in late March. So, see, you know, we did it in about 3 weeks. And fast forward to today, we already released like 30 versions of it, and we're going to have our official launch in just a few days. Currently, what we're offering are the visualizations, this including like the price actions, the implied volatility, and also some earning analytics. what's different from us is we're also embed the education content right next to those concepts, so that, you know, for entry level user who are not familiar with implied volatility or how to use implied move versus actual move in the earnings, they can just click in a button right next to the title to see a detailed description of what those concepts are and how to use them. And we also linked to external videos and articles that shows how the pros are trading implied vol or other concepts in actual trading. And we also have a trade builder part where we really ask Dottrade just provide an innovative way of building complex option strategies. So instead of letting users to go to the gigantic option chain and identify individual contract one by one, we bucket different type of options trading option strategies based on their sentiments. For example, if you have our app, click on the bearish button, they can see a longing a put or just put a debit spread or call credit spread, and then you can change your budget that represents the maximum amount of capital that you are willing to risk on this particular trade. And you will see that, all the strategies will update it according to your sentiment. And then click into the strategy, you will see the detail, including the details of each individual contract that constitute the strategy. And you can use those information and go to your broker to trade it in a very convenient way. We are more like a community-driven product development approach. So essentially, it's up to the users, the customers, to decide, to choose, to vote on what features they want. And then we're just going to be building it accordingly.
One thing that was interesting to me was when I was looking through your deck, I saw that one of your taglines was that you wanted to make option research accessible to all investors. So a big part of that is your educational features that you're embedding. Can you speak a little bit more to how those features work and why they're so important to retail investors that use the app?
I've talked to many options traders at various levels, and from the experience of everyone I talk to, and which is also validated by my own experiences, is at the beginning, like everyone lost money without even knowing why. This is like an implication of the lack of education and knowledge of options when people first getting into the space, right? And if you just search option research online, most of the material coming up are more templated, textbook, theoretical, talking about the theory of options and what is a call and what is put. And they are very detached from what the actual trading practices are. Typically, if you want to plan, if you want to generate a well-planned trade, you need to grasp information from multiple sources. And that is very difficult for the entry-level options trader to do because, first of all, they don't really know where to find those resources. And second of all, like if you search existing tools, most of them are lack of the education and instruction to help, users ease into understanding how to use their information. So that is the gap that's there, right? Make it extra challenging for the entry-level options traders to learn about options well, and then let alone like generating a very thought-of trade. And that's where we're coming in to change it.
Yeah, I saw that it was really well integrated within the UI. You let me beta test the app, and especially right. For things like implied volatility, right. There's a little question mark in the corner and you can just click on it and it just brings you right to that. How important is that when designing the UI, when designing the app, that ease of use for people to just kind of be one button click away from a lot of information that is written out in a way that's actually understandable?
That is the most important thing. The combination of education and ease of use is the core of our product, basically. Nowadays, everybody is very busy. Their time are very fragmented. So you don't really want to produce a 1 hour long article for people to read. So that's our goal. We want to generate like bite-sized material, and then through our mobile-first strategy to enable users to kind of watch or read the contents at any time, anywhere. And also, the contents are built in a way that is, we are using the lay term to describe a lot of the complex concepts, and also attached a lot of videos or linked to a lot of videos that's like telling people or teaching people how practically those complex concepts are used in the actual trading.
You know, there definitely is a distinction between the retail side and the institutional side. And you've kind of been on both sides of the fence from your background and experience. What trading advantages historically has the institutional side of the options industry had over the retail side? And what is odds.trade doing to change this?
You know, institutional investors, they have access to more resources, more data. That is, I think, what the disadvantage that on the retail side. But at the same time, there are more and more product and more B2C companies that kind of provide those research to the retail, right? So I think the advantage of the research content per se, or the gap of the research content per se, is narrower, relatively speaking. For institutions, I think they are leveraging a lot of the visualizations, right? They want to see charts and compare different asset classes and generate synthesis in a very visualized, intuitive way. And I think that's what's missing on the retail side. You know, most of the retail apps that I see, and most provide a price action chart or the volume with it, right? And then overlay with different technical indicators. That's as sexy as it gets. But it's just lack of the visualization, such as implied volatility, such as the earnings analytics, et cetera. And that is something that we come in and we are building for the retail so that they can not only know those concepts are important to them, but also we provide them the concepts in a very visualized and intuitive way so that they can really generate insights more quickly out of those charts.
You talked earlier about how you had a mobile-first strategy for developing this app. And my curiosity was behind why create a tool designed around mobile devices first. You know, what's the importance of, you know, shrinking this down to that mobile format and designing the UI around that?
40% of the orders, option orders, are actually executed on mobile device. That's just a fact. You know, more and more people, especially the millennials, the Gen Zs, they are using their mobile apps for trading purposes. Even if they probably had a trading view set up on their desktop to do all this technical analysis, but essentially they are using their phone to submit the order. And that's why we want to build a mobile first application to reduce that friction of jumping between apps and when you are doing research versus the actual trading. Now we are a research application, but essentially we're going to be integrated with the most popular brokers so that to create this frictionless and seamless experience from research, from idea generation to the actual trading. Really, this is what our users ask. I have lots of friends who have a 9-to-5 job, doesn't have a lot of time to stare at the monitor and execute day trading. They need an easy way to kind of look at the market or get notified when things happen and then quickly trade. So building a mobile app just enabled them to play the market and doesn't affect their day jobs.
What are some of the most important lessons that you've learned while either working at odds.trade or just working in the investment industry in general?
The most important lesson I learned, and that is true for options traders at all levels, is control the size. Like, all this story about big loss and then like people get very emotional with, how they're beaten by the market and think they will never come back again. Everybody win and everybody lost at times. But I think especially for the entry-level option traders, they think of options as this like speculative vehicle that they can generate a lot of profit in a very short amount of time. And some of them do, but most of them like give that money right back to the market shortly after. And they never thought about, or few of them thought about control. How large they want to trade. They think of options as the multiples. You have money, you all in, and then you multiple that capital. But that is just very risky and dangerous. And that's actually one of the reasons that we want to build odds.trade as an education tool to kind of inform the users, especially the entry level users, that the importance of capital allocation. Right. Think about your potential risk while you are making a trade, so that people can keep playing the market and for a longer period of time, gain more experience and getting better and better at this game.
Controlling the size is a good way to help extend that learning curve and not crash and burn before you really get running. That's some great advice. Every week we choose a new topic for the show. This week, the topic was all about, you know, retail versus institutional investments and some of the innovations like odds.trade that have been happening in the industry to kind of either even the playing field or just make some distinction between the two. What is a topic that you'd recommend that the show should cover in one of our next episodes?
From my perspective, we're engaging with a lot of retail options traders, and retails, they are requiring more and more educational contents and research material. They have also the hunger for actionable insights. And given the current market environment, right, there are the inflation and the potential recession and the bearish market. I would like to know, or I would like to see more professionals talking about how they are leveraging options to cope with the current market.
Yeah, that's a great topic. And how you can use options to navigate a downward market is a good topic to go over. Lastly, before we close out this interview, I would just like to see where can we find odds.trade when it releases? Is it on the App Store, Google Play Store? Where is it going to be released?
We're currently beta testing and it's in iOS. And we're going to be officially launched in the Apple App Store in a few days. But now, if you want to have a first take of our product, you can just go to www.odds.trade and sign up and to be our beta user.
Perfect. I think everyone will appreciate that. Go check out the app if you want to be a beta tester. Chen, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we can catch up at some point later on.
Thank you for having me.
If you're hungry for more options content, make sure to subscribe to the JLN YouTube channel and check out our social media accounts. Be sure to check out our website, johnlothiannews.com, MarketsWiki, and the John Lothian newsletter for more content.